So I suppose you had to actually ride in the TT, did you?
The 1930 TT was won by Graham Walker on a Rudge. And his son's doing the broadcasting now. Well, the night before the senior TT, me and a nephew had taken with me on a motorbike to the Isle of Man. We were staying at Cunningham's camp.
Oh yes.
Incidentally, I found this badge of Cunningham's camp.
Do you really?
Yes, I found this badge. Searching for badges. Searching for things. I found it. Anyway, it's upstairs. I know where it is.
Can I digress a minute and ask you about Cunningham's camp? What was that like?
Oh, it was pretty good for young fellas.
In what way? In what way?
Well, it was free and easy. There was nothing, there was no real indiscipline of any description, you know. Everybody was well behaved, or mostly. And I had a new Velocette bike. So I took Bill across to the Isle of Man, and there was a strike on then at Fleetwood. The crane drivers were on strike, so I showed them how to pick a bike up and walk up the gangway with it. Four of us, four-hand it, same as you do with many a thing on the docks, you four-hand it. One all of each fork at the front, and one on each fork at the back. Four-hand, and now you can walk away with the heaviest bike. Anyway, we started off, crane drivers on strike. So we walked on with them. And when we got to the Isle of Man, of course, we were pubbing it, and me and the nephew. And we met a Red Cross man and his wife, who asked us to go up into the mountain with them.
Sorry about that.
They were in charge of a Red Cross tent on the mountain side, on the mountain track, which was only half as wide as this kitchen, this room, only half as wide, and it was rough. Well, being enthusiasts, you know, that was the third TT I'd been at. We each had a card, and we logged everyone through and timed them. We could tell you, every bike that came along, we could tell you who it was and when the next was due. We had everything logged. Well, it belted down rain, and his bike was a Brough Superior, if you please, the heaviest bike made at the time. And we'd had to ram it up the side of the mountain and put stones under it to stop it from running down again. And, of course, my bike, a new Velocette, a KNS, it was a touring model of the TT model. We could push up the mountainside and just up.
So you were at this tent.
Stick it there.
Yeah.
Right, well, I bobbed my head out of the tent, and I said, this should be Seymour Cochran coming through, and I saw, round a bend, I saw some grass falling, and heard a crash. And I said, there's an accident there. Four of us went out, and this bloke at Cambridge University entrance skidded, hit a rock, and broke his, well, smashed his skull in. In fact, the helmet was pressing onto the brain. So I said, I'll carry him into the tent. We got the stretcher out, carried him into the tent, and I could see that it was more dangerous for us to try to remove that helmet,
yeah,
which was crushed in.
It was a metal helmet, was it? Or
something? No, the cork helmet. I had one myself, so I knew what they were about. And his eyebrows were chopped down. He chopped his eyebrows down. They both needed attention badly. Mm. And he got on the telephone, and it was out of order. Yeah. Isaacs, the last man through, I'd run down to Cragner Bar. I don't know whether you know the circuit.
I know roughly the circuit.
Mm-hmm. He'd run down to Cragner Bar. Well, the Cragner Bar Hotel held the circuit for the remainder of the island. And he had gone through the five-barred gate. You know, they put a gate across and a few bales of straw and one thing and another. Well, he missed the bales of straw and hit the gate, and it sat him on his rump. The top bar sat him on his rump, and the bike carried on and demolished the telephone communication and injured 11 people. The bike.
And this is the bloke you've picked up, is it?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, I'm getting confused.
No. Well, we ain't the one in about that.
Oh, I see. That's another accident entirely.
Yes. We didn't know anything about that, but a crowd came running down from different parts in the mountain saying, what can they do? And I'll take that villa set and I'll get down there. I said, anybody who rides that villa set, it's me, the owner. Anyway, Clem Beckett came up. I was riding with him on the dirt track. And I said, I'm going, Clem. So I went down to get the doctor. Cause I knew there was a doctor at Cragner Bar. And we knew who was due through. Well, there was four of the fastest on the TT course due through within a few minutes, and I didn't want them passing me in a rainstorm at 130 miles an hour while I was on that track going down to Cragner Bar. So I set off full throttle. And as I'm going through one section, the cottage, two policemen are there, stood in the middle of the road. They could see that I wasn't a rider. I'd got a plate on, and I'd got an ordinary cap on and not a helmet, and they were blowing the whistles and so on. And I didn't attempt to brake, because I'd have skidded, yeah. And I thought, they'll move. Well, they did. They fell on each side of me.
It was a bit like George Formley, was it?
Well, I went right through them. Yeah. Right in between them. And they fell on each side. And they were blowing down to the next station. And the next station was it was either the cottage or the bungalow. I forget which now. Yeah. But the same thing happened there. Because they're blowing these whistles and they're sending the alarm all the way around the island, from station to station. Anyway, by the time I got to Craignabar, and I didn't half belt it, I didn't attempt to slow. I was full throttle all the way. I didn't attempt to slow down. And by the time I got down from Hillbury, it's very nearly a... It's...